Shooter. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Come in. I was just bringing my calendar up to date.
Well, when you're a social butterfly, you have to watch that.
Yes, me and Elsa Maxwell. Well, let's see. On the 8th, I take Beaver to the dentist. On the 10th, the meeting of the women's club at Wally School. And on the 11th, I bake a cake for the church bazaar.
How does it look for this Friday night?
Well, it's vacant. Ready and waiting to be filled.
Well, good. Paul Miller down at the office has to fly to the coast this weekend, so he gave me a couple of tickets to the baseball game. Would you like to go?
Oh, honey, that's more of a treat for the boys. Anyway, it spoils the game for you trying to explain to me what's going on.
Yeah, well, the only trouble is there are three of us boys, and I only have two tickets.
Oh, that does present a problem. Which one do you ask?
Yeah. Who should get priority, the oldest or the youngest?
Well, I suppose it should be the oldest.
Well, I'm sure that solution will be agreeable to everyone, except the youngest.
Have a problem after all.
Huh?
About who to take to the game.
Oh?
Well, the game is on Friday night, and Wally usually has a date on Fridays.
Say, that's right, isn't it? He is at the age where girls look better to him than Mickey Mantle.
Hey, Mom, have you seen my ballpoint? Wow, Dad. Is there any chance of me getting to go?
Well, Wally, the game's on Friday. Don't you have a date?
Oh, gee, no, Mom. Julie Foster and all the girls are going to be practicing for a fashion show up at school. Miss Whitney doesn't want any of the guys around watching while the girls are practicing how to walk ritzy.
Oh, well, Wally, your father has a little problem.
Oh, you mean he's already promised to take you?
Oh, no, I don't care about baseball. It's just that he only has two tickets.
Oh, and you're worried about Beaver putting up a squawk when Dad and I go, huh?
Well, I don't want to be accused of favoritism.
Gee, maybe we could draw straws or cut cards or something like that.
Sounds fair enough.
Well, yeah, but I just thought of something. If that sounds so fair, I might lose.
Well, maybe there's some other way.
Hey, what's the big meeting in here?
Well, it's no big meeting, Beaver. It's just that I have a couple of tickets to the game Friday night, and knowing how much both you boys like baseball, I...
Well, gee, Dad, do I have to go?
You mean you don't want to go?
Oh, sure, Dad, I'd like to. Just that me and Gilbert were going to the movies Friday night. I don't want to back out on him now.
Well, Beaver, is it something special?
Yeah, Mom. It's a Western, a Cinerama. And they had to take out the first four rows to get a screen big enough to handle all that killing.
Well, Beaver, it's up to you. If you've made other plans,
Gee, Dad, I'd sure like to go, but, well, I just can't break my promise now.
Oh, well, sure, Dad. That's the worst thing a guy can do, break a promise. If you say you're going to do something, you should go ahead and...
Wally.
Yeah, Dad?
You're going to the ball game. You don't have to overdo it.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Hey, Beaver.
Oh, hi, Gilbert.
Have you got an Aunt Emma?
An Aunt Emma?
No.
I've got an Uncle Billy and an Aunt Martha and an Aunt Mildred, but no Aunt Emma.
Well, I have. And on account of her, I can't go to the movies with you this Friday.
Huh?
My mother and father are driving up to see her this Friday and staying for the weekend. They're dragging me along with them.
But gee, Gilbert, we've been planning Friday night for a whole week.
We'll get some other guy to go with you, like Kenny or Alan or somebody.
Yeah, well, my dad wanted me to go to the baseball game, but...
The baseball game this Friday night?
Yeah.
Boy, that sure is going to be a great game.
You think so?
About the best game of the whole season.
Yeah?
Sure. You got the guy who's leading the league in home runs and the best pitcher. It's got to be the greatest. Boy, I wouldn't pass that up if I had a chance to go.
You wouldn't?
No. With movies, if you miss them, you can always wait for them to show up on TV. Now it's baseball games.
Yeah, they're gone forever. I guess maybe I will go to the baseball game instead.
And while you're there, Beef, drinking pop and slopping mustard all over the hot dogs and yelling your head off, think of me up at my Aunt Emma's with a tie on.
Okay.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Mom.
What's new?
Well, Stuart was 21-6 last year with a 2.69 ERA.
Really?
Yeah, with him on the mound and the power up the middle, good defense, that should offset the opposition's overall balance of power.
Could this lead to war?
Come on, I was talking about the baseball game Friday night.
Wally, I didn't think you were reading the society page.
Boy, that sure is going to be a terrific game.
Well, I'm glad you have a chance to go. Hey, Wally, I can go to the game with you Friday night.
The game? Well, gee, Beaver, I thought you had some big deal cooking with Gilbert to go to the show.
I did, but it conked out. Now you and me and Dad can all go to the game together.
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Your father only has two tickets.
Two tickets?
Yes, that's all Mr. Miller gave him.
Oh.
And when you said you had plans with Gilbert, well, he decided to take Wally.
Well, couldn't Dad get another ticket, Mom?
Well, I don't know.
Well, gee, I just gotta go to that game.
Say, Mom, why don't you call Dad down at the office and talk to him?
Yeah, would you do that, Mom?
Well, now, you know I don't like to bother your father at the office.
Well, that's the best place to call him at. He never yells at you when he's at the office.
Well,
come on, Mom, I just gotta go. I already told all the guys at school I was going.
Well, all right, Beaver. I'll call him.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Hello? May I speak to Mr. Cleaver, please? Oh, all right, I'll wait.
If you don't tell them who you are, they always make you wait, so you'll think Dad's a big shot.
Well, Beaver, your father's on long distance. Yes? Oh, hi, Ward. Honey, I hate to bother you, but Beaver's date with Gilbert is off on Friday, and he wants to know if you can get another ticket so he can go to the game with you and Wally. What?
Well, tell him I'll wash his car and clean out the garage and pull weeds and...
Beaver, please. Oh, all right, fine, honey. I'll tell him. Bye. Well, Beaver, your father's going to stop by the ticket agency on his way home.
Gee, thanks, Mom. Wally and Dad and I are really going to have a great time. But I just saw something, Mom. Friday night, you'll be home alone. What are you going to do?
Oh, don't you worry about me, Beaver. I think I'm going to line the shelves in the kitchen. I've been looking forward to doing that for a long time.
Mom, before you were married, did you ever think you'd get a kick out of lining shelves?
No, Beaver, to tell you the truth, I didn't.
Hi.
Bad news?
Bad news.
Hey, Dad, did you go to the ticket office?
Yes, Beaver, I did, and I'm sorry. The game's a complete sellout. There are no tickets left. I'm sorry, Beaver. I had no idea it'd be a complete sellout. But we'll get out there before the season's over for a couple of games.
Oh, sure, Dad. That's okay. I can always watch that on TV.
Gee, Beav, it's not going to be on television.
Okay, then I'll listen to it on the radio.
Well, I don't think they're going to put it on radio either.
Yes, that's right. The whole area is going to be blacked out.
Well, I can always read about it the next day in the newspaper.
Well, Beaver, you're certainly being a good sport about missing the game, isn't he, Wally?
Yeah. You sick or something, Beav?
Wally.
What do you mean you're not going to the ball game?
I'm just not going, that's all.
Oh, I get it. Your father was just kidding you. Like my father said, if I got all B's, he'd get me a sailboat. So I showed him my B average and he said, what do you mean, sailboat? When I was your age, I didn't even have roller skates. That's the way it always works out.
No, my father wasn't kidding me, but he can only get two tickets, so he's taking Wally.
Oh, he's gonna take your brother and not you.
Well, he asked me if I wanted to go, but when he asked me, I was going to the movies with you, and now the game's all sold out.
Did he ask you first or Wally first?
Well, I guess he asked Wally first, because Wally was in the room first.
Look, Eve, you're in the same kind of family I'm in. We get the worst of it because we're the youngest.
What kind of junk are you trying to make up now, Gilbert?
I'm not making it up. The older kid gets everything.
I don't know.
They work it all the time. Like my sister, she got a bike before me, and she can talk on the telephone all day without getting yelled at. She even got violin lessons, and I didn't.
I thought you hated the violin.
I do, but that's got nothing to do with it. It's the principle of the thing. They didn't even give me a chance to tell them that I hate the violin. Now, you check back, Beeve, and see if Wally isn't a favorite.
Yeah, like when?
Well, like last summer. Who got to go up to the lake fishing?
Wally.
See?
Yeah, but if I remember right, I wanted to stay home so I could play in the Pony League.
And that basketball hoop over your garage. Who's that for?
Well, Wally. But when they put it up, I was just a little kid.
Yeah, but it's Wally's. Now, you look back, Beeve. It's always been Wally, just like it's always been my older sister. Now, you think about that when you're sitting home and Wally's sitting at the ballpark. Think about it, Beeve.
Oh, go on, Gilbert. You don't know what you're talking about. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Beaver. Everything okay at school?
Yeah, Mom. Everything's okay at school.
Why aren't you hungry?
Well, I ate a cheese sandwich for lunch, and it feels like it's still in my stomach. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, it's a little emergency repair. I took this button off this jacket of yours because they match the ones on this sport coat Wally's going to wear to the game. I'll replace it as soon as I get downtown.
Yeah.
Beaver, it's a jacket you practically never wear.
Well, sure. And why do I need a button on my coat? Just because I might get pneumonia?
Yeah, Dad, I'll try to get home from school as soon as I can.
Maybe we ought to go out to dinner tomorrow night. That way we can go to the game early and beat the traffic.
Yeah. Hey, that'll work out great. Then we could get there in time for batting practice. Hey, Beeve, how about putting up the shade? It's getting kind of dark in here.
I don't see your arm in any sling.
Look, Beaver, don't make a big deal out of it. I just asked you to raise the shade. You're standing right next to it.
I'm busy.
Hey, what's eating you anyway? You sore about not going to the game tomorrow night?
Who'd want to go to a dumb, creepy, sappy game? Except a dumb, creepy sap like you.
I'm telling you, Mom, Beaver's all shook up about something. This afternoon, I saw him walking home from school, and I offered him a ride. He told me to...
To what?
He said he'd rather walk.
Well, he has been rather moody lately. I wonder what he's all shook up about.
I think it's about not going to that ball game tonight.
Oh, well, Wally, your father explained to him he couldn't get another ticket.
Yeah, I know, Mom, but Beaver's just a kid. He doesn't rationalize things the same way we do.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. You see, a kid his age has a tendency to be self-centered. If things don't go his way, they build it out of proportion, feel that their parents, their teachers, and, well, the whole adult world's against them.
Wally, where'd you get all those theories?
In our psychology book, we got two whole chapters on child psychology. You know, I've been studying the Beaver, and he's acting just like some of those kids in the book.
He is?
Yeah, he's just as kooky as they are.
Ward?
No, it's only me, Mom. Are you disappointed?
Oh, Beaver, come on. Now, don't be like that. I thought it was your father because he's coming home early to go to the game tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Beaver, you know that movie you were going to with Gilbert? Would you like me to go with you?
No, Mom. I wouldn't want you to spoil your whole evening on account of me.
Beaver, why would it spoil my whole evening?
Being with me would spoil anybody's evening.
Hello, for some late sports flashes. As you baseball fans know, tonight's game should provide plenty of thrills for the capacity crowd. Those of you fortunate enough to have tickets should be viewing one of the best contests of the current season. Relying on power hitting and his ace pitcher, manager...
Hey, Beaver. Beaver, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still out here.
Hey, look, there's no towels in here. Would you get me one?
Get it yourself.
Look, I just got out of the shower. I'll get pneumonia.
Who do you think I am, the Blue Cross?
Look, Beaver, I've had just about enough out of you. You're just sore because Dad's taking me to the ballgame tonight. That's it, isn't it?
Not only that, it's a lot of things.
A lot of things like what?
You know like what.
What like what? Come on, let's have it. I'm not putting up with this junk anymore. Now, what's not on you?
Well, just always get the worst of everything. Well, you're the favorite.
Oh, brother.
You know it's true. I'm left at everything just because I'm the youngest.
Oh, sure.
Well, it is true. You got a bite before I did, and you got ice skates, and you even got...
Look, Beaver, will you quit squawking about being the youngest? How about all the stuff I had to do because I was the oldest?
What do you mean?
Well, like when you were a little baby. All kinds of people used to come around and say, isn't he the cutest thing you've ever seen? Isn't he a little darling? I had to stand there and listen to that junk. I'm telling you, Beaver, it was sickening.
Wasn't I even cute?
Look, they told me they were bringing me home a nice little brother from the hospital that I could play with. The first time I looked at you in the crib, you spit milk all over me.
Boy, that must have been something.
And then I had to watch Mom and Dad make a big fuss over you. And then when you got older, I had to watch you to make sure you didn't wreck yourself. And I had to set a good example for you and all kinds of junk. So don't go coming around here saying you got a bad deal on the baseball game.
But gee, Wally, I was bragging to all my friends how I was going. And it is the neatest game of the whole season. How would you like it if your brother was going and you weren't?
All right, Beaver, I'll leave it up to you. You make up your own mind. If you want to go, I'll stay home.
But gee, Wally.
You've got exactly 5 seconds to make up your mind. We'll see who's selfish around here.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beaver. Is Wally about ready?
Oh, Wally's not going to the game. I'm going with you instead.
You're going? Whose idea is this?
Well, Wally said I could go in his place. Well, I'll go upstairs and get ready, Dad.
Well, now, what do you suppose brought all this about?
Well, they were fighting about the game, but I don't know why Wally would change his mind.
I think I better talk to Wally. Wally! Wally! Somehow this just doesn't sound quite right to me.
Did you want something, Dad?
Yeah, what's this I hear about you're not going to the game tonight?
Oh, well, I just changed my mind.
Oh, but you were so anxious to go.
Well, yeah, I know, Dad, but, well, Eddie sort of wanted me to come over to his house tonight, and he's sort of been counting on me, and, well, I think it'd be better if Beaver went anyway.
All right, that's the way you want it. Now, why do you suppose he changed his mind?
Well, Wally's been studying child psychology. Maybe he's doing a little homework on Beaver. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Ma. Did Beaver and Dad get home from the ball game yet?
Not yet. Did you have a good time over at Eddie's?
We listened to some records for a while, and then we played a game of Monopoly with Eddie's mom and dad. And then about 9:30, Eddie accused his father of cheating.
Accused his father of cheating?
Yeah. Got kind of embarrassing, so I went over to the drive-in, had a pizza, and came on home.
Well, it doesn't sound like too exciting an evening.
I guess it was okay.
You know, Wally, I think it was very nice of you to let Beaver go to that ball game in your place.
Yeah, well, I didn't exactly let him go. You see, we had this argument, and I gave him his choice. I never thought he'd take me up on it. At least now I know what kind of a rat I've got for a brother.
Wally. say that about Beaver.
Gee, Mom, you should have heard him. He gave me this big, long sob story about how he's always getting kicked around on account of being the youngest. I tried psychology on him, and I thought I had him convinced. At the last minute, he double-crossed me and went to the game. Well, you know, those psychologists are sure stealing the money. Hi. Hey, how was the ball game? Who won?
We did, and it was a real good game.
Ward, I think you better get Beaver down here. He was very selfish about going to that game instead of Wally, and I think you should straighten it out.
Well, it's already straightened out. As soon as we took our seats, Beaver's conscience caught up with him. I've never seen anyone as miserable at a baseball game. Well, even when Saunders hit one over the center field fence to win the game, he didn't even...
Here, Wally. What's this?
I managed to cop a foul ball.
Gee, thanks, Beef. Thanks a lot. Hey, my bed's already made.
Yeah, I made it for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Beef.
And I also picked up all your clothes at the bathroom floor, so Mom won't get after you.
Well, thanks, Beef, but look, you don't have to overdo it. I'm not sore at you anymore. Hey, what happened to my baseball glove?
Well, I oiled it for you, just like the big leaguers do.
Yeah, and how you oiled it for me? Peter, this won't dry out for a week.
Yeah, well, the oil wasn't coming out so good, so I took the top off, and it kind of spilled out.
What a mess. Hey, look, Beaver, will you just do me a favor?
Well, sure, what?
Will you stop being nice to me and just go back to being a little creep?
Can a person become homesick for a place without ever physically leaving that place? It seems highly unlikely, but it actually happens in episode 226 of Leave It to Beaver. Stay tuned for Beaver's Prep School, coming right up on TV Land.